Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
More competition for more.
Why is there smoke coming out of your oven, Seymour?
Can you get me a fizzy orange?
I'm just getting to yoga.
Yeah, bitch!
Well, hello there. You probably didn't expect to hear our voice. I'm Emma Dorn, one of the hosts of Telebox. Let me introduce my lovely co-host, the wonderful Jen Hatton. Hiya, Jen.
Hiya, Emma. Now, what is Telebox, you might be asking? Telebox is a TV podcast that Emma and I have been making, and we want to share some of the best bits with you, the Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast listeners.
That's right, here chats with the likes of Des Bishop, Joanne McNally, Jason Byrne, and plenty more along the way. Now, before we head into this week's Comedian Catch-Up, we just want to say a huge thank you to our wonderful sponsors, Just Eat Ireland.
Whether it's a spontaneous McDonald's for breakfast, a delicious Thai for lunch, or a vegan feast for dinner, download the Just Eat app and choose from hundreds of your favourite local takeaway restaurants delivered straight to your door. Did somebody
say, Just Eat? Now, we are delighted to be joined by comedian, podcaster, writer, presenter, actress. I don't know what else is. Am I missing something? Just everything. That's funny.
I'm definitely not an actress. Have you ever seen me act? It was an absolute disaster.
But if someone pays you, you'll do it. You're just like, yeah, grand.
Delete that. Yeah.
Kabir, tell us what show you are talking about today. Your favourite show, is it?
Today, girls. So this is my favourite show. Which I don't watch all the time because I think it genuinely makes me stupid. And I think I'm kind of stupid enough. So I watch it in bulk and then I'll abandon it for a couple of months and then come back to it. And it's still as violent and dramatic as when I left it. It's The Real Housewives, specifically of Beverly Hills. They're my girls, but I do wander into other areas also, like New York and New Orleans. I think I dip into occasionally, but mostly my attention is given to Beverly Hills and New York.
I do find that, like what you were saying about when you feel stupid, if I watch too much Kardashians, I start thinking that I am one and I start going on like them. It's just one of those things that when you binge it's just like, ugh.
That would be the
you feel like there's a camera
it
on you.
Be the dream. I'd love to be a Kardashian. They make having a sister look incredibly appealing.
Yeah, no, it's...
And toxic, but also incredibly appealing. I'd love a sister. She's Kim gets facials in the middle of the night and all.
Oh, sure.
Do you know, in the middle of the night, you might get up and go to the loo or get up and have a drink or a little shot to help us sleep. Kim gets facials. She's I think she has a facialist living in her house who just comes and massages her throughout the night. That is the truth. That is a fact.
That's the life.
She has to, though.
I know. And I think she smokes.
Does she?
She doesn't.
I think she smokes. Yeah. Allegedly. I think she smokes. Chris smokes. The mum smokes. Courtney would be also fond of a fag every now and again.
Wow.
Girls, you're not doing your research. Are you not going in behind the scenes? No.
I'm shocked at that now.
Should I go back on the smokes? Is that what I'm doing wrong? Is that the secret?
You have someone to massage the tar out of your body every night. Absolutely. Go back on the fags. They're never seen smoke and it's not good for the Kardashian brand. But the Kardashians love a Marlboro.
They love a Major.
That is news. That's an exclusive.
They love a John Player Blue. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
I know. You have to do a deep dive. You have to do a deep dive because they don't tell you, celebrities are full of... Can I swear?
Yeah. Yes.
full of shit, as we all know. I was only the other day reading an interview with Rita Ora that she'd done just the week before she had her 30th birthday. And she was talking about how she was all set to spend it with her parents. And that, you know, she was just a really quiet woman and she was just dying to spend it with her parents. And that she, it'd be so detrimental to her reputation as a party girl, but that's just who she is now. She's a whole party band from start to finish. The whole shebang, she's there. Anyway, so the point is that you can't trust the Kardashians in what they say. So yeah, they smoke. They're heavy smokers.
So is Housewives, is that like Kardashians? Is it the same kind of vibe going on or what's the dealio?
Have you not watched it?
I haven't watched it. I honestly haven't watched it.
You're selling it to us now.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I swear to God.
I forget, you've got kids.
Well, it's not so much them. You see, there's a democracy about TV. So a lot of the time when I'm watching TV, it's with my partner. I don't get to watch a lot of stuff just pure on my own. And I'd have to watch something like that on my own because I couldn't have someone over my shoulder going, what is this? You know?
Yeah, yeah. No, men don't get it. It's very female focused. Like I personally, and I'm sure there's people who won't agree with me, believe that Housewives, even though it is mostly women drinking themselves into a white wine blackout and then glassing each other, I believe it is actually a feminist iconic show.
Go on, explain more.
I'll tell you why. Well, there's no house husbands of Beverly Hills because no one gives a shit about them. Because they're nowhere near as interesting. So it's all based around female friendship. Like obviously the scraps are the best bit, but there's also episodes where there's no one gets glassed and there's no scraps. And I enjoy them just as much. So it's mostly about female dynamics, which is always fascinating because our relationships are way more complicated, as we know, than male on male relationships. Straight male relationships are very, you know, basic.
Mm. Yes.
Whereas women are massive, massive conversationalists, and that's what Housewives is kind of based on.
I always see the promos for it, and they always just, like you said, they always just look like they're drinking themselves into a white wine blackout, and they're just fighting. Like it's the bitchiness.
It's amazing. It's art.
This is the thing, and it's always like that with female-led shows. Like I remember before I had kids, I was watching like, you know, what was it called? Was it the Divas? The WWE ones? Just because I had E on all the time. So it was that or the Kardashians because, you know, they just replay everything. But it's always the same kind of premise in them shows, isn't it? It's always just, there's always a gripe.
Oh yeah. But I mean, there's the reality show, like that's what all even sitcoms are always based on tension. Everything's based on tension. If you've no tension, you've no show.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I mean? Like Lord of the Rings is based on tension. Will he get the ring? Will he not? This is just a feminist version of that. And they're like, they go into little tribes together. And so some of the girls will be ganging up on someone else. And it's basically like really, it's like being back in school, but everyone's loaded now and they've got tiny chihuahuas.
Oh, I love it. I'd love to see you put in the middle of a cast. No, a cast like that.
Claudine Keane was in it.
Who?
Claudine, Robbie's wife. I was skilled at Robbie Keane. Yeah.
Was she in like...
milling around, just fannying around in the back of a couple of them. She's mingling with the girls, yeah. Now, she had nothing to say, but she was in the background. She's moving in those circles now. I would look like a gargoyle who's like fallen through the chimney and rolled out onto the floor. The only way I'd get into that situation is if I was in the case. I was part of the case. Like, they are insanely loaded. Like, and honestly, I don't know how half of them have their cash. Like, I'd say there's a lot of... I'd say if they got an audit now, they'd be into the joke of whatever the LA version of it.
See, my reality TV show, like my, you know, little secret show that I watch is Teen Mom. I'm just obsessed with that. And I do love the...
Because you were one.
Yeah. You know, it's hashtag relatable. I'm there with them the whole way. But what I love about them as well is having a little scope online and seeing what they're up to like before it comes out. Are the Housewives good people to follow online as well? Is there extra gossip there or are you just interested in the show? That's it.
Oh, it was so funny because I only got into it during lockdown and like, so they're quite old actually now. Like they've got about 10 or 11 series. So you're going back 11 years when it started. And so there's about 9 episodes and then there's a reunion where the reunion is this kind of tete a tete. Basically, they've all they've watched it all now, so they've seen what they've all been saying about it. Each other's back.
How lovely!
And they put them in one room and just give them machetes, and they just like go for each other.
Yeah, yeah, I love those shows.
In that. They're always, because it was before kind of Instagram times, they're like, I read your blog, and it's all about their blogs, and they're all blogging about each other and everything.
Stop.
So I know. So they're all busy making their statements on their blogs, but obviously they've kind of evolved past that. So there's loads going on Instagram, but they're actually quite smart. Like they save it for the screen as such, you know,
okay.
There's no spoilers on Instagram. But the amount of marriages and all, I am so embarrassed. I've never even been engaged once. Like these women have been... I've watched their entire marriages. I've watched them fall in love. I've watched the cracks start showing in the relationships. I've watched them divorce. I've watched them move on. The thing with Housewives is because it's quite old, you can't really Google anything or there's a lot of spoilers online. Like Yolanda Hadid.
Oh, yeah.
She's the mother of the Hadids. The
Gigi and Bella.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gigi and Bella. So it's all go at the moment with Yolanda because basically she's telling everyone she has Lyme disease, but we're not sure if she actually does. We think she might have Munchausen by proxy. Oh yeah, you can diagnose the girls as well. Me and my friend Ian are like, we're pretty sure she has Munchausen by proxy. So I was Googling Yolanda Munchausen. And there's loads of boards and threads and everything. But I accidentally discovered that her husband has left her, which I was raised.
Oh, that you spoiled it for yourself.
Yeah. Now, I did sense a bit of tension, but he's already married to someone else and she's remarried as well. But there's a banger rebound off the whole thing, but I'm not getting involved.
I'm staying out of it.
But you don't sound like you're getting too deep into it at all. It sounds perfectly fine. Oh, come here.
You're going to whip around to get Yolanda sent to a line of specialist. I'm like, we just need to get this sorted, Yolanda.
But as we're chatting here now, wasn't there an Irish version of this years ago?
Yeah.
Was there some attempt at this? What was the deal with that?
What was it called?
No, it was just Dublin Housewives. It was Dublin Housewives. There was like, they were actually quite... It was done, now it was ancient, so it's all pixelated and, you know, like the camera is shit. It's worse than the one on fucking Winning Streak. But like the way that it was done out, it was kind of, they ripped it off quite well. You know the way the Irish managed.
They did. And do you not remember the doctor, Danielle, something
yeah,
was on it? Like
bland.
An absolute nut
She
job.
Was the lunatic.
Allegedly.
She was the villain, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Apparently if you say allegedly after what you say, you can say anything.
Yeah, very
I'd
true.
I'd love if they brought it back though.
Remember the reunion that they had? And it was, it's gold.
Like, oh, stop. It was in the TV3 news studio or something. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was up against your one, Virginia Winsack or whatever her name is. I can't remember. Like she's some really weird name.
Yes.
She went on to design bathing suits. It's so naff, but amazing. Like, naff is where it's at. Naff is where the entertainment is.
Brilliant. I love looking at houses that I can't afford. So I was looking at a house in Castleknock that was worth like 2.5 million. And I was putting it up on Instagram and stuff. I was like, I just love to fucking know where these people are moving. If they're moving out with this gaff.
Property porn.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can do the virtual tours and everything. It's great.
You're showing your age, Jen.
You can jump down the stairs and everything through the virtual tours. But
there's a castle near me is on sale at the moment. And it's basically just a turret. It's basically like, it's all out the back of Enya's castle. It's like Enya's castle shot this castle out. It's just a tiny turret. And I went online, and more than yourself, Jen, a woman of a certain age, I saw it and I was fizzing with the excitement. And I went on and did the virtual tour and everything. 2.1 million.
Yeah.
I was like, will the PUP cover that? How much
pup
do I need?
Jesus, I was
a deposit on the
turret. No, I was looking through this house. It was just after jumping off the banisters and the virtual tour. And then I started getting replies, and it was people telling me that it was your one Lisa's house. From Dublin Housewives, that they were after divorcing, so she was probably moving to like a 2-bed semi-D in Charlestown. So, because I was like,
these women are smart.
I was like, where are they moving to? Do you know what I mean? But apparently that was her house. Fucking unreal gaff.
Yeah, of course. I mean, but I think Virginia Macarosi or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, these women, they're smart movers and shakers. They're not just wives. They basically work in property because they marry well.
Yes. I was just going to say, where are the husbands coming from? They're coming from big money.
The husbands are two thrusts away from death, which is exactly what you want.
Clever.
The husbands just need a good turn of the bed, they'll be gone to the ground, which is exactly what you want. One good ride and you're on your own again. That's exactly
if, defo,
what
if I was doing it again now, I'd do it cleverly. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
I'm with a painter decorator. Do you know, like, what was I thinking? What yeah, was same. I thinking?
What were you thinking?
It's absolutely stupid. So the
you're like Erica Johnson. Is it Erica Johnson? And every time she's mentioned in the press, she's like, seven kids to seven different men.
I know she was called.
They cannot mention her.
She was
they
called.
Cannot mention her.
What was it, 4x4? That's what she was called in the press. Yeah. I'm sure if it was a fella, he'd be congratulated, but we all know that anyway.
I know. But that's something to work towards, Emma. You need to get out, start again, start fresh.
I think I do. I need a rebrand.
You need a rebrand. Yeah. It is. Pimp up, as they say. You need a rebirth, a glow, a reglow.
Oh,
glow
my God, up. Guys, this has been so good for me. Thanks so much. I really just needed the push. I really appreciate it.
New year, new me. Can't wait to see your inspirational Instagram posts, your memes. Yeah. Dying for it.
I'll get the boobs done and everything, but now we'll mention that. They'll just say you look great. Oh, my God, you look so good.
You're great, yeah.
Just had a good rest. So the Beverly Hills one, that's if I'm starting, that's where I should go, you reckon?
100%.
Okay.
I cannot recommend enough. 5 stars from me.
Good okay. recommendation. Well,
we
I'm
might
sold.
Give it a go, will we, Jen?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be hooked. Like, you'll be hooked. You'll need a support group. Like, I contacted women I hadn't spoken to in years because I'd seen online they were watching it and stuff. So I needed to talk to people.
Yeah, that's one of those things, isn't it? That's why I like this podcast, yeah. actually, because you know when you love watching something, then you just need to talk about it to somebody.
You need to get it out of your system. Yeah.
It's bringing people together. So give it a go and text me when you're watching it and we can chat about it. Like a book club for drunk women.
Perfect. Joanne, thanks a million.
Best of luck with the rebrand, Emma.
Thank you. Please God now.
Dying to see the next fella, yeah. Please God. Please stay God. Strong, love. Yeah. If somebody say,
just eat. Come here, I've something to ask you.
What?
Did somebody say just eat?
Did somebody say just eat? So... Or this is another thing. Just Eat are sponsoring the podcast, which we're absolutely
delighted
about because as a food fanatic myself, I love Just Eat. It's like window shopping for food.
It's brilliant. There's so much there, isn't there?
It's great having sometimes I just go on for a scroll just to have a look. I say, how much is that curry in the window? Yeah. I can't believe how many takeaways and how many restaurants are around me air code. That's interesting.
And all the choice.
That's it.
Sushi, vegan, curry, I just say, whatever you want, it's all there. And then you can get it delivered to the door. Handy.
It's so handy. So thanks to Just Eat for giving us something to do and making our TV nights in just that much better.
Exactly. And all you have to do is download the Just Eat app and choose from hundreds of your favourite local takeaway restaurants and then get it delivered straight to your door. If somebody say, just
eat. 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour.
It's 40 years since the launch of Apollo 17, the last mission that took man to the moon. Among those remembering the flight, its commander, its commander who said he thought his voyage... I beg your pardon. I'll try that again. A man has... Can we just go back to the very start of that? It's 40 years since the launch of Apollo 17, the last mission that took man to the moon.
Now, each week for the podcast, we want to hear from you. So we want all of our listeners' opinions on some of the most contested and debatable topics around the TV world each week. So make sure you keep an eye on our Instagram account so you can have your say. We'll put up a question box. But for the first Teletalks question, we asked you, name a TV show you can watch time and time again and never get bored. So before we get into the answers, Emma, what's yours?
It's a tricky question, isn't it, when you start going into... To be honest, there's not many TV shows I'd watch time and time again. But the one that springs to mind, I think, is The Royal Family.
Yeah.
That's one. And it's been kind of off, well, not off telly, but, you know, they finished making it like a good few years ago. So there's been that little bit of a gap. There's been a little bit of a distance. Mm. But it's still, I think it's aged well still. Like, not that it's ancient, but it's aged well. I think that would be... my one. What about you?
Mine is a bit more, I love The Big Bang Theory.
Okay, yeah. Are you not sick of it yet though?
No. Well, like, listen, I know the channels that it's shown on, they literally show it from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock each and every weeknight. But it's like, it's one of those things that you can turn on and it's always funny, no matter how many times.
Could you sing the song?
Our whole universe was in a hot den. No, I couldn't. No, absolutely not. No, that's an actual song.
I thought you were going to go for it there.
I know, yeah. I was trying to make you think that. No, absolutely not. No, I just like it. I love the characters. They're so, like, they're so quirky and weird. And it's not something that you see. Like, it's not the jock. And, like, there are kind of jocks in A Penny is probably the jock. But, like, it's because they're so nerdy and so geeky and it's kind of intelligent, but it's funny and it's, I think it's just wholesome.
Right, you're killing me now with your fairly spot on points on this.
Right, well, so we'll get into the list. So some of the answers that I got into. So this is quite similar in the sense that it's on the same channel. It's shown as much as the Big Bang Theory Friends.
I still do watch it, but like a lot of it I won't watch. And like a lot of the episodes that focus on Joey just irritate me because I kind of feel like towards the end of it, do you remember when Monica and Chandler were talking about having a little like basically granny flat for Joey when they were going to buy the big house? And you're like, lads, like Joey's like knocking on 40. Like should he not have like his life together a bit more? Like, is there something wrong with Joey that we all don't know about? Like what's going on? So I think some of the episodes haven't aged great. Jen, another one here, The Office.
Oh.
What are your feelings?
It depends. What are we talking? UK or US? Because UK, I couldn't. And I love Ricky Gervais and I couldn't, but I love the US one.
I'm the same. I could binge watch the US one, but I don't think I could do it with the UK. And like that, absolutely love it. Love all the actors in it, everything. But there's just something about the American one, it went on longer as well, let's be fair.
Yeah.
You know, but no, I'm totally with you. I'm exact same on that one.
Yeah, I think the characters are just a bit more I think the UK one, it was brilliant. It was genius. The writing in, I just couldn't get into it. But I think it was a bit too true to life. It was a bit too dull. It was a bit too satirical. Whereas there's a bit of, there's a bit of telly in the US one. Like, it's the characters have been amped up for telly.
Jen, I think everyone's talking about this show at the moment. Sex and the City.
Sex and the City. It's a golden oldie, isn't it? It is one of those ones that you can just get on, turn it on. Well, not that, it's actually not repeated. It's on like very late night if it is on the telly at all. It's more of a box set thing now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think like the first time I watched it, it was when it was getting repeated. So I don't think I was watching it from the start. And I was watching it with my mom. And I doubt I would have been watching it with my mom when I was like 11 or something.
Yeah, yeah. I was the same. I felt like I was a bit young kind of first time around. And I've watched like probably the more, I definitely haven't watched it all the way through. I was excited about the movies. I went to see the movies. But the show, I've kind of just seen the big parts, like where Carrie is out in the country where Aiden and Big shows up. You know, those kind of big episodes.
Yeah. I haven't watched it now in a good few years. And I think I could go back and watch it. But even when I was watching it first time round and enjoying it, like all of them, but especially Carrie, like I got to thinking, you're like, how many times can you get to thinking, Carrie?
That's
the thing. Do you know what I mean?
She's a columnist, is she? I feel like I'd love to go back and binge watch the whole lot, but I just feel like I'd make too many sketches about being Carrie Bradshaw and narrating my own life.
Oh yeah, I get to thinking, yeah. And like, I don't know where they get off. All they drink is cocktails. Like how expensive would that be in a night out?
In New York. I'd get a serious sense of FOMO as well. Like I can't be dealing with like groups of girls. I've won best me, you know? It's just, can't relate, hon. Do you know what I mean? It's like looking at a fantasy.
Well, it's a total fantasy now, especially at the moment.
Exactly, yeah. Right, one last one we'll go through because there is actually loads in the box, but we'll just cover one more so we can move
on. There's loads of great ones, yeah.
Stranger Things.
Now, when Stranger Things first came out, I was all excited about it. I thought, oh, this looks like a bit of crack. I think And I had to like hang on to it, you know, that kind of way. I was like, I'm staying with you, staying with you. I think in the second series, do you know when Winona Ryder starts going mad with the Christmas tree lights?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know when she starts?
Was that not season one?
Maybe it was season one. But that's when, no, not when she first whacked them out, because when she first, I was like, oh, yeah, daddy. But when she just kind of, when they just became a main character in the thing, I started to kind of check out. Do you know, I was looking for the Christmas tree lights on the credits. I was like, is something going to happen? Like, it just felt like it was just this whole thing of there's loads happening, but there was nothing happening. But maybe I was just not in the right, I don't know what mind frame I would have had to have been in. But, and I'm kind of, I have guilt about it that I didn't stick with it, because I know people, and obviously from the list here, people love it.
Yeah, I did love it. And I think, but I can see where you're coming from. There was a lot happening, but there wasn't a lot. Like, so there's one storyline. It is a bit manic. There's a lot of characters. It's very sci-fi. Like, it's something that I would never consider myself as being a fan of. But I suppose I just loved the whole styling of it and the humour in it as well. And the kind of, I suppose, the unpredictability in it, if you get me.
Yeah, okay.
Because like I'd often, like a guilty pleasure of mine would often be watching like mad stuff that you don't really like. Like Twilight, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know? Like, oh, yeah, I love watching vampires. I do. Like, I'd never say that out loud. You know?
No, I wouldn't, that, Jen. No. Honestly, I wouldn't be telling people that.
Let's get the producer to maybe edit that out. But it is one of those things, and it's something that I wouldn't put myself in that fan base, but I did enjoy it. I think you should give it a go. Okay. What else have you got to be doing then?
I know, this is it. I might as well try again, yeah. See how I get on. And if not, do you know what? And if I watch it again and I don't like it again, at least I'll be able to get some frustration out of myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it could be weird anyway. But look, I've got to save you from letting us all know that you're actually into vampires, which I don't know how I feel about that.
Do us a favour actually though, before we move on.
Yeah.
Record yourself. Do a few Instagram stories while you're watching Stranger Things and just give us your commentary on it. Please. I beg of you.
Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, something to do. I just say yeah, something to yeah. do.
Grant. That's grand. That's settled. It's a deal.
Next week, right, we want to hear from you again and we want to know what's your favourite Irish reality TV show.
Mm.
So keep an eye out on the social pages. Let us know. And we're going to have, I think it's what everyone was waiting to hear, we're going to have some Just Eat vouchers as well to give away over the next few weeks.
Mm. Very interesting. Doesn't that one for everyone yeah. in the audience?
Well, no, it's not one for everyone. But it's nice. You can get involved and you might get a nice little voucher for Just Eat.
Exactly.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Date of birth, 15th of the 6th, 85. Make me a Gemini.
We asked you yesterday your date of birth.
I give you the wrong date of birth.
Are you sure?
Aye.
Definitely. What is it?
I think
it?
15th of the 6th, 87 or something. I saw.
No, you said 85.
Mama, did you give me my passport when I was...
Nadine phones home looking for her mislaid passport.
Because, Amanda, yesterday I was getting an interview done and I gave the wrong date of birth. I gave a wrong date of birth anyway, so I'm just looking for my passport.
While the cameras were not rolling, Nadine finally broke down and confessed to Linda that her real date of birth is the 15th of June, 1985, making her 16.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.